eliminating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, where every day we do something very simple. We talk about what's breaking news. We talk about what it means. We talk about why it matters. And the why it matters part is very important to our next discussion. And it is one of the reasons I am honored to have Adam Waldeck with us. He is founder of 1776 Action. The 1776 group is very, very involved in this, and they want to make sure that you know what they're doing and why they're doing it. And Adam Waldeck joins us now. Adam, good to have you. Thanks for being here. Good to meet you, by the way. The former president had a 1776 commission, and he launched this September Patriotic Education Month. Why did President Trump do that? What was going on in education and in the revisionism of our nation's history that he felt it was important to step up and make that change?
It was a great thing that he did. We're in this bizarre debate over the last couple years in particular, where there's just sort of this whole, seems to be this whole fight over who we are as a country, whether or not we're a good country, you know, with opportunities and, you know, based on great principles, or whether we're just this sort of institutionally, systemically racist country that's just full of injustice everywhere you look. And there's been this effort to sort of redefine who it is that we are. I mean, you know, I'm sure you've heard of the, you know, the 1619 Project. There's this effort to sort of say that you can only understand America from the context of race and slavery and things like that. And it's just, it's not only incorrect, but it's just very harmful to be sort of, you know, brainwashing young kids about, you know, about their own country.
I want my listeners to understand we're not just labeling things and saying things about people. There's legitimate differences here. What defies the 1619 Project and the 1776 Action groups?
Sure. I mean, I think 1619, you know, that whole effort, you know, the sort of the that was put together by primarily the New York Times is really an effort to redefine America as really kind of that we were created to prolong slavery. That 1619, if your listeners aren't sure what that date refers to, it has to do with the year that the first slaves were brought to the shores of Virginia. And then that's really the argument on their end, is that that's really what, you know, when our nation as we understand it today was created. And then from the other standpoint, 1776 came along, and for the very first time ever, an entirely new country was created around a very revolutionary principle, you know, and the idea that we are all created equal by God with certain inalienable rights. We just had a fantastic event last week with Dr. Carson in Loudoun County, Virginia, and I showed a chart. It was a graph of abolitions across the planet, starting in the 1500s. And for years and years and years, it was flat because, as I mentioned, that was sort of the rule. And in 1776, the chart jumped. And it's a massive, dramatic change. When we were founded, state by state, there were laws passed to outlaw slavery. So what we're trying to do is push back on sort of that rewriting of history and talk about how we're different, how we're unique.
Right.
And how we are part of what's right in the world.
Well, and this is becoming ever more relevant because I think largely in part because of two things from last year, the George Floyd riots and the question of critical race theory and the social response to everything that happened in the burning down of cities and the protesting of things. The purpose of CRT is to actually teach children a form of racism that is socially ordained. And the problem, and what I love about the debates that are going on, is that you're seeing many, many, many middle-class black families marching against CRT in public schools because they don't want their kid to be taught to be a racist any more than their white neighbor wants them to be taught to be a racist based on color. And this is why this is really turning out to be one of the foremost important debates in the country. And I applaud what 1776 Action is doing. Friends, if you're hearing what Adam's talking about, and maybe you're just waking up to this realization yourself, I would recommend their website, 1776 Action, 1776 Action. www.thebiblecast.org. You can get involved. You can find more information. You can give a donation. You can do all the things that they need. But they're really the tip of the spear on fighting back on what is truly American, just, right, whatever you want to call it, in this debate today. And I think that you'd gain a lot of good resources by logging in there, 1776action.org. Adam Waldick, thanks for all that you're doing. A reminder, September is a Patriotic Education Month, as so designated by Donald Trump a year ago. Make sure you get out there and counter those false and misleading accounts of American history, and do so proudly. You're doing it on the shoulders of great patriots and giants that came before you. Adam, thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.